One important consequence of COP21 is to create a culture, a worldwide culture, of measurement of energy use, of carbon emissions, and holding institutions and nations accountable to those emissions and the targets that they come up with in Paris. Individual families and consumers will also eventually have to meet a test, or at the very least be aware of their contributions to carbon emissions. And real measurements are likely to bust some myths about who is the real Bigfoot in the carbon footprint competition. Cindy Eisenhower is an assistant professor of anthropology at the University of Maine and author of Sustainability in the Global City, Myth and Practice. Who thinks they're really good at keeping their emissions down, Professor Eisenhower, and who maybe is a much more egregious emitter than they think?
Well, it's an interesting question and maybe not one that we would think as highly intuitive, but I think most research points to the idea that folks in the city think that they have smaller footprints and folks in the country think they have smaller footprints. So it kind of harkens back all the way to Aesop's fable of the country and the city mouse. But in reality, we're finding many studies emerging that would suggest that if we account for all of the things that people buy, that cities oftentimes have higher footprints despite the efficiency gains associated with living in really dense settlements.
And that would relate to the fact that there's a kind of overhead associated with the city that you may not be individually emitting if you go from here to the bodega to get, you know, a very simple meal or something. But because you are living in the city and the infrastructure is there at your disposal, you're a part of the problem in a way.
Yeah, we find that folks who live in the cities, many of them are very concerned about climate change and rather aware, actually. And part of that decision may be to live in the city, to, you know, be closer to the bodega, as you say, or to live in an apartment building with a smaller footprint and use more efficient technologies. And that's great. And we should absolutely be doing that. But what we also do know is that folks who live in the city do tend to be a part of a culture that has social norms that script for higher levels of consumption. We find in cities folks who are early adopters, they are more responsive to ideas about fashion or technological obsolescence. So they do tend to replace things such as clothing, furnishings, electronics more frequently. And while we don't often think about the emissions associated with those things, they are quite impactful. Their emissions don't occur within the city.
And for people in rural communities, what sorts of things might they not pay attention to that are really important in determining their footprints?
Yeah, I think, as you say, transportation is a really big issue, and housing size. So many of the houses are detached homes, and they are not as efficient in terms of heating. So the direct energy use and the direct emissions are more impactful in the rural areas, whereas the indirect emissions, or the, what we would call embodied energy, is more impactful in the urban emissions scenarios.
A statistic that was mentioned over and over again at COP21 was that 70% of the emissions come from cities, and that collectively it's really going to be more efficient to focus on cities to reduce than it is to try to, retrofit all kinds of far-flung places around the world. What would the strategy be? What kinds of things would have to change to significantly alter that number of 70% of the emissions coming from cities?
Yeah, so I think there are a lot of great strategies, and many cities have been leaders in this area, beginning with focusing on efficiency gains. So improving the transportation infrastructure, designing city planning specifically to reduce the need for transportation. Lots of cities are also starting to work on more local food provision, which is really important, we've come to understand. So those efforts are really important. And I would just argue that, in relation to the, argument about whether city or country living is more sustainable, I think cities are heading in the right direction, and it makes a lot of sense to focus there as long as we don't neglect the impact of consumption.
Cindy Eisenhower is an assistant professor of anthropology at the University of Maine. She's the author of Sustainability in the Global City, Myth and Practice. Cindy, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.